The Trade Minister, Steve Chobo, is talking down the protectionist tendencies of US President Donald Trump as a large Australian political and business delegation arrives in the States. The headline meeting is between the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and President Trump on Friday, US time. The federal government wants to secure a slice of the president's promised infrastructure spend and is trying to lure the White House back to the revamped Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. I spoke with Trade Minister Steve Chobo earlier. He wouldn't offer an opinion on whether the US will sign up to the revamped TPP.
Well, you'll understand I'm not going to start attributing percentages in terms of likelihood. But what we will do is highlight the arguments about why we believe this is good for the United States, as well as it's obviously very good for Australia. I mean, we recognise the incredible benefits that will flow to our respective economies from doing this trade deal. Anything that lowers barriers to trade is a positive. It's a positive because, especially for Australia, we run a very active, deliberate campaign to drive Australian business into export markets because that helps to grow our economy. We saw last calendar year more than half of Australia's growth in GDP came from growth in exports. And that directly translates into jobs in Australia.
Trade Minister Steve Chobo. But in the meantime, new criticism has erupted here at home over the reworked TPP after the release of the full text of the deal that was inked by 11 countries in the absence of the US earlier this year. The ACTU says it's bad for workers, and now NXT Senator Rex Patrick says there's still plenty left unsaid about the deal and says the party won't support the agreement when enabling legislation comes before Parliament. Rex Patrick, the details of the reworked TPP have been released today. What does it tell us?
Well, it hasn't really changed that much from the past. They've managed to remove a few of the pharmaceutical-related aspects that would have been offensive to the United States, but there's not much in the way of change.
So one of the big issues was this idea of companies being able to sue sovereign nations, the ISDS arrangements. Are they still in there?
The investor state dispute settlement provisions are still in there. There is an exemption in the case of Australia and New Zealand. And those provisions are, in fact, in my view, an affront to our sovereignty, our legal sovereignty. So back in 2012, our High Court determined that legislation relating to plain packaging of tobacco products was constitutional. In response to that, Philip Morris challenged these laws in the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague using ISDS provisions in an agreement relating to Hong Kong. That, to me, is an attack on our legal sovereignty. The highest court in our land is the High Court, and we need to recognise that if our High Court says that legislation is okay, then it's okay, and that is the end of the story. These provisions allow corporations to challenge determinations of our High Court in another jurisdiction.
What do you think the impact of this will be on the Australian economy if it's not changed further?
The difficulty is that we don't know. The government hasn't released the cost-benefit analysis that grounds its decision to sign up to the agreement.
So what do you want to see happen?
Well, in order for the Australian public and Australian business to make any decisions, they would need to see that analysis, as will NXT, if we are going to consider passing the enabling legislation.
NXT Senator Rex Patrick. So more to be said about the Trans-Pacific Partnership.